101X is the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Minus Jason today. He's at home laying in bed. Lazy bastard. Just enjoying a couple of days off for the Thanksgiving week. You know, Jason was going to go on a coronavirus tour of the South.
Oh, my God, was he ever. Should we talk about that?
Let's wait till he gets back, because he didn't actually go. But he finally shared the details with us on Friday of this trip that he has booked, which is why he's off, because he'd already booked the time off, and that's fine. So we're here. But
I knew about it for a while.
You did.
I was very upset with him.
I didn't know exactly where he was going until Friday. And when I found out, I was like, for the love of Jesus Christ, Jason, what the f***?
Yeah.
Didn't we already cancel you in March when you went to Mexico? Come on, dude.
Yeah, and luckily Jason begrudgingly was listening to the CDC and all that stuff. So yeah, he's doing the right thing, but Jesus.
Wait till Monday, we'll hear all about that. So until then, you got to put up with me and Nick and Spenny and Alfie doing absolutely nothing in the corner. I just found out about a new dating app. Now, I've been off the apps for a couple of years because I have a significant other-ish. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if any of it. Have you been on dating apps for a while, Nick?
I recently got back into Bumble.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
Oh, very poorly.
Yeah, well, COVID Bumble has to be tough.
Well, I just mean, like, I mean, it's the same as normal times Bumble.
For you?
No, not getting any swipes.
Let me help you with your profile.
I need to do, like, a whole series of photo shoots. I need to get new photos, like, new headshots taken, basically.
We're not doing headshots for your Bumble profile picture, but I can find some fun. We'll talk about this later. I feel like I'm all about this.
I'm now leading with my blue jumpsuit that Massey always posts.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That shows you got a playful side. Spen, you on any dating apps?
I'm on Facebook dating and Tinder.
Facebook dating?
Yeah.
I was today years old.
Yeah, they've had it for a year now.
Oh, see, I've been off the market for a while. Yeah. How's that? Does it match you with people you know, or just people in your area?
People in your area. Sometimes they're people that are mutual friends or your friends that'll let you know that. And basically, you swipe them if you like them, and it sends them a notification that
you like them.
And then they can decide if you're, you know, good looking enough.
When you have multiple, I'm talking about this because I'm going to tell you about this brand new dating app I just found out about. Sounds fantastic. when you have multiple dating app profiles, do you change up your pictures or are they all the same?
See, mine, that's why I got into it, because mine were like years old, the same ones. Like my number one was, I think, me riding some little like quarter operated horse machine at the Bugatti Land in Round Rock.
Yeah.
When I went to go up there with one of my little
15
cousins.
There?
No, it was like 2 years ago. Yeah, so I was always like, I need to update these pictures.
Yeah, you got to keep them current, especially if you don't look the same anymore.
I do not look the same.
Oh, yeah.
I have long, gross hair and way less fat.
Ah.
So
what's better now, that you don't have your long, gross hair or that you have more fat?
Probably the long, gross hair. It's better that I'd rather be fat than have long, gross hair.
Someone posted a picture on a Facebook memory the other day of someone else, but you were in it because it was a work thing, and you had your man bun.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
That was fun. Anyway, listen up, guys. You two, I don't know if this would interest you, no offense, but there is a new matchmaking site called Bald Dating.
Ooh.
Okay.
And they're looking to help those without or with very little hair on their head find love in an inclusive environment. There's nobody judging you on this website being like, oh, that guy's got no hair. It doesn't matter, all right? You ain't got hair on your head.
Yay.
That's fine. It's just less shampoo you're going to steal of mine.
It's a sign of virility.
I have very expensive shampoo. I don't want no boy using it on his barely got hair on his head. Use the soap. But if you're going to use it and you've got even less to use it on, that's good. Yeah. I've dated a totally bald guy before. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to me. But there are some people that feel weird about it. And actually, there are a lot of men that feel weird about it, feel weird about losing their hair or being bald. And so this guy, David Mins, created this website because he's one of the guys himself that is balding. And he recently heard about a thing called hatfishing. You guys know about hatfishing?
Yes. Yeah, I saw this last week or so.
Hatfishing is where these poor guys are posting pictures on their dating profile sites, but they're embarrassed about not having hair or feel like they might get judged by not having hair, so they hide it under a hat. And that's definitely happened to me before. I feel like just own it. But
wear it proud. You got it. I mean, it's not going away.
But also some guys, it's a shame you don't look good with bald hair, but I think it's because you cover it so much, so then when you do see it, it's like, oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Just let it all hang out. Let it not all hang out.
Yeah.
We just get used to it. That's just the way it is.
See, I just feel bad because I'm not going to go full bald. Like, I don't want to go full shave it to the skin bald.
No. And
so I like doing the buzz cut. That's what I kind of been doing. But
the buzz cut feels better to rub your hand through. Well,
oh, yeah, buzz cut feels nice.
It feels a little scratchy first, but the next day it's sort of smooth.
I love it. I love a real tight one.
Ladies love it.
Oh, it feels, it's like, because we don't have that, you see. It's like petting one of those dogs that has really fluffy hair. It's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I used to pet my own head. When I shaved my head, I didn't do the whole thing. I kept it kind of like a couple of inches on the top. But when I did the back, it was a number two.
Yeah, nice.
And, I would constantly be stroking
it.
Does feel
good.
Yeah.
I'll still do it.
It got very awkward in public places when I would become aroused by my
to yourself.
Oh, that feel good. That's really creepy. Just so you know, I'm not saying you two guys in this room might be interested, but David Mintz, who came up with the ball dating website, he also came up with Dinky One.
Excuse me?
It's a dating website for men with small penises.
Dinky One.
I'm wondering if this guy's English, because we say dinky a lot, meaning little dinky means little.
I like that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, dinky. So if you've got a dinky one, or you want a dinky one, maybe you have a shallow vagina and you're looking for a small penis, over 100,000 people have joined so far.
That's
absolutely amazing. Get in there. And if you're bald or you like bald men, or you're a bald woman or you like bald women, check out Bald Dating. I guess that's the new way to find love.
I feel like, for what is it, Dinky One?
Dinky One.
They shouldn't tell me how many users they are. It should just be like a cumulative number of inches.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sad.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Morning X, it's the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Coming up, we've got your chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot. And what are we playing, Nick? We're playing
It's one of your
IMDb?
Favorite games.
That is my favorite game.
Yeah.
You know I'm good at this one, right?
Yeah.
The other one yesterday, maybe not so good. You better watch yourself. No cheating. No throwing the game. Fair and square.
Yeah, gloves are off. I'm ready to go. Best of luck to you. And I told Spinny to do this one special for you. I know it's your favorite game.
Yeah?
Because I've got a special surprise for Wednesday.
Ooh.
We may have a round of Don't Butt Hurt Me, Bro.
Ooh.
With Jason Dick as the decider.
What a dick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb says, talking about, we're asking you guys about stuffing versus gravy. What do you call it? How do you have it? What else do you do on your Thanksgiving? We do a jalapeno dressing, says Zach. It's not liquid like Nick's, but we do put brown gravy over it so it's not dry. All right. I like the sound of that.
Wait, you guys do brown gravy at Thanksgiving?
I do brown gravy
white
at Thanksgiving.
Gravy. Come on.
No, brown gravy.
We don't do white gravy.
I do vegetarian brown gravy. I'm very excited about it. Brett with 1T says, I definitely say dressing and I prefer it semi-moist. But not from inside the bird juices. We want that ish cooked outside the bird. And the Q tweets at Jason and Deb is my best one. Stuffing? Wow, you must be rich. I say dressing.
Wow, you must be rich.
Plus scalloped potatoes with cheese and also broccoli and rice casserole with our Thanksgiving dinner. That sounds...
Oh, I love a good scalloped potato.
Amazing.
That's the one thing we don't do. Nobody does scalloped potatoes.
That is quality. I'm doing mashed potatoes this year. My secret recipe. I think I might add some spring onions into it this year, guys. Ooh. Living on the edge. All right.
Treat yourself.
Coming up on the other side of this break, we will play the IMDb game where I'm going to crush Nick.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Morning X with Jason and Deb. And now's your chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot.
We could talk about the weather, but that just seems a bit too boring to me. We could talk blues, but I'm sure that it'll just give me the blues. So grab your soda pop and your jiffy pop and let those moving pictures roll. Let's talk talkies with Jason and Deb.
Let's talk talkies. The IMDb game is where I play against Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And Spenny, the world is on top of its head today. Spenny reads us a description of a movie.
Nope.
Spenny reads us movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to guess who connects the movies together.
Yes.
Which actor stars in the movies? There are points. If we can guess the other movies, is that correct?
Yeah.
Quarter points.
Buzz in before he's listed all three.
And I'm playing against Nick today. Is this the first time we've ever played each other?
In talkies, I think so, yeah.
I think it is too.
It's also weird for me because I'm sitting in Jason's seat and we are filming this, and so I have the liar camera. So I'm interested to see.
Is your beard loose or is your hair thinner than usual?
I'm worried about the thinningness. I'm not worried about the beard being loose. I got a tight beard. Keep it tight, tight, tight.
Tight beard.
But yeah, I'm sure it's fine. It's all Jason said.
It's going to be fine. Spenny, are you fine doing the IMDb game? You feeling good about this?
Feeling great.
Of course you are.
Oh, yeah.
Sounding great.
Thank you.
Looking smooth. All right, who am I playing for, Nick?
You are playing on behalf of Jane. And then I have Deanna.
James. Oh, is that my Deanna?
I do not think so.
You don't know. She's a big fan. Hi, Deanna. How are you today, if you're listening? all right, let's do it. Let's go with number one, Spenny.
Good luck to both of you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, he's going to give us that goddamn pause as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
To make me think that everything is wrong.
That's the most fun I've had.
All right.
Give me some of that Google Daddy.
All right, your first performer starred in Go, 1999. The Crazies, 2010. And the television show Justified.
Nick, Timothy Oliphant.
Correct.
That was in my brain. I was thinking of that, but really, that's the most. Justified is the one that, I should have buzzed in.
Have you seen that?
No, would I like it?
Oh, it's so good. It's about
is
a.
It?
Yeah.
It's like a sheriff or something, isn't
he? He's a U.S. Marshal in Kentucky. But he's just like, he's old school, so he's always getting into gunfights. And so they're like, hey, because he shoots a guy in Miami, like a drug lord, and they're like, hey, you go back to Kentucky where that kind of thing is acceptable. And it's about him and just all of these, just country bumpkins all hopped up on meth and stuff. It's awesome. It's so good.
I just started watching Doom Patrol yesterday.
That
Doom
is also Patrol? A good one. Yeah.
It's That's a DC. So it's a, like a fringe DC comic, I guess. I'd never even heard of it, but Brendan Fraser's in it.
Really?
It's awesome.
Oh, man.
You see his butt in the first episode, in the very beginning scenes.
How'd you rate it? The butt?
The butt?
Yeah.
It's not Mummy, Brendan Fraser.
It's not Mummy,
he's coming back.
He got a bit weird, didn't he? But yeah, he's coming back.
Also, don't objectify his butt. That happened to him.
What?
Some like Hollywood producer like grabbed him by the ass, and he had to he had a whole thing with it.
And he had Me Too'd someone.
He got Me Too'd.
Me Too'd.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Brendan.
I'm sorry, Brendan.
But yeah, Doom Patrol. Check it out.
All right. Yeah, it's very good. It's on Netflix, I believe. All right. Jason, I wrote Jason instead of Nick. I'm so used to writing Nick.
I also wrote Jason. Had a little J. That's
so weird. All right, Nick is up 1-0. This is not the way this game is going to continue. I'm not going to get bamboozled like I was yesterday.
I got my music cue.
Should have got. Really?
Cocky, yeah.
Jack.
All right. Your second performer for this starred in Jennifer's Body.
Nick. Megan Fox.
Correct.
Damn you! I didn't even know anyone else was in that film.
Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried,
sure.
God, I may as well just sit on my hands. Like, I'm not doing any good here today playing this game.
Not yet, Deb. Don't worry.
I think Nick is in my brain after yesterday.
Unfortunately, Spinny, if you are good at making games, you have Tremors in here, and you have Kevin Bacon, but Megan Fox.
Shut up.
I don't think that she has the Transformers in there, though. So I will say Transformers 1, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
Both of those are correct.
God damn it,
Nick.
God. Applause.
Ah, yeah.
There we go.
You deserve it, I guess.
Good for you, Dad.
For me.
That's
you booing me.
That's uncalled for.
This is not good. This is not good. Hang on. I might have to stand up. That's it.
Yeah.
I've done this for a while.
Whatever you need.
Oh, yeah. My microphone's a piece of crap, though. Look at that. It's like my boobs are talking.
Listen to your microphone.
Me too.
All right.
Sorry, I've got Alfie riled up as well now.
No.
Right, I got my
crazy.
My cheering section over here. All right. Let's do this, Spenny. Number three.
Number three. Starred in The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, man. A goddamn ensemble.
Constant Gardner.
Deb. Ralph Fiennes.
Correct.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Deb on the board. You have one more potential bonus point you can select here. What is the final?
The thing I think about Ralph Fiennes is the English patient. Cry every time I see it. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing film.
He was in The English Patient and Constant Gardener? That's not fair. Right? Too many artsy films. What are you doing?
He's good. That's all he used to do was artsy, and then he got all funny and did some weird stuff.
I like the weird stuff.
I like the weird stuff, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. He's got damn Voldemort. He's got to be in a Harry Potter movie. Oh, which one, though?
Good luck.
The big Voldemort one. Or do I just say the artsy film to make myself look really cool and educated? Deb O'Keefe, you're dum-dum. Okay. Man, I've only got 1 point, and he's got four.
I'm channeling Jason. You should go for it, yeah. I've already got my guess.
English patient? You don't get a point for it.
Moral points.
You do get moral points for this. Let's see. Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows.
Ooh, that's so close. Unfortunately, it's Schindler's List.
Just a little small.
That
small
literally was
film.
That was the fourth film he's known for. Harry Potter and the Deathly. Hold on.
Is it Deathly Hallows 1 or 2? Actually, I'm going to say 2. 2 is my guess.
Part 2.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right. I would have counted either one, but
no, you can't. Schindler's List. Smitty, you cannot count either one. You have to get the correct one.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still would have done it, but I'm going to get it. Schindler's List is the correct guess.
Don't disrespect the integrity of the game.
She could have done Harry Potter 8, technically.
Yeah, if I'd have just said a number, you could have given it to me. Okay, I don't have to give the name. But if I say Deathly Hallows, I might have even said Deadly, but Mila Jovovich rule.
Yes.
But if I didn't say 2, you can't give it to me.
Yeah, there's also Mila Jovovich rule is when you get kind of close on a name. Like if I had said Ralph Fiennes,
you would have given it to me. Like Idina Menzel from yesterday.
Yes, yes, exactly. What did I say? Idina Menzel?
Something like that. And I was like, that's good enough for me.
I didn't John Travolta it, that's all I'm...
All right.
Well, okay. I'm on the board. I'm a little bit more relaxed now. I can sit down again.
Sure. Going to number four, right?
Number four.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go. This person starred in Almost Famous, Chasing Amy, and oddly, Vanilla Sky.
Deb, Jason Lee.
Correct.
Mm. Oh, damn it! I should have got it on.
And we all know we all probably know the fourth one he's known for, right?
The stupid chipmunk movie.
No, My Name is Earl. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, but here's the algorithm. Funny, why isn't Schindler's List number one?
Yeah.
For Ralph Fiennes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, the algorithm's all weird and messed up.
I wonder if he's done that, because sometimes you pay for the book and pick it. But, is Jason Lee the Golden God in Almost Famous?
I never watched it.
I've never seen it, actually. Was he? How would I know? I've never seen it. Why am I asking myself?
I don't know.
All right,
going into the last one.
Here we go.
4-2. Nick is dominating me. Watch me come back.
James,
I'm playing for you.
James, you guys got this. This performer was in the film Ride Along, 2014.
Deb. Kevin Hart.
Oh, Deb, it's incorrect. I'm sorry.
I will take the second movie, Spinny.
Second movie, Boys in the Hood.
Oh, great. Okay, it was one of two. I could have...
I'm pretty sure, but go ahead and give me the third movie.
Oh, F you. F you.
The third is Friday.
Oh, Nick, Ice Cube. O'Shea Jackson.
I hate you, but well done. Play your music.
Well, that's going to do this. Stop that.
Why do you do that?
It's just... I forget to turn this off.
What is this now?
This is Final Fantasy IV's Victory Fanfare. This is my favorite Final Fantasy game. I think it was Gil told me to play 8.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
What, you don't like 8?
No, it's a terrible game.
Eight is pretty low.
I got one more day of this playing games against you. I don't like it. I always said you were only going to be good at this because you know all the answers beforehand, but...
I mean, it does help when you prepare the game.
Of course.
That's why I knew Jennifer's body.
I knew that one, too. I just didn't buzz in quick enough.
Surprisingly underrelated.
All right. Well, who won? That was your guy, right? Deanna?
Deanna,
you get your Amazon Echo Dot. I just sit here in a pile of shame and sadness until tomorrow when I get to try again.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X Morning X, Jason and Deb. Coming up, we have your chance to win a Vamonos gift card. That will be later on today when we play... Wait, are you smarter than Deb?
No. Does Deb know
Does
stuff?
Deb know
normal,
stuff?
Normal
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Play the sports book. I'm reeling.
Sports.
I'm reeling. I've been beaten twice. 2 days in a row by Nick Hajda.
Feels good.
Oh, wow.
Feels good.
I just saw what you told me to look at, Nick.
Yeah.
Does feel good.
Ooh,
does feel good indeed. Sports brought to you by no one. Yeah, Jason's off today and tomorrow and yesterday. So you get crappy sports stories. But these are the ones that I want to know about. Nick Hajda, you bought me a good pile of sports stories today. Patrick Mahomes, I know he's a weirdo. He's got the worst voice next to Ed Orgeron.
Orgeron, yeah.
Orgeron, yeah. In the NFL. But I saw an ad for him. What was it for? I
feel like State Farm.
It was State Farm. There was Jake. There was my boyfriend. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. And then Patrick Mahomes shows up and puts ketchup on something.
Yeah.
Well, he's been known
Patrick
to...
Patrick Price.
He's putting ketchup on everything. And apparently, not only does he put ketchup on everything, he does it at Thanksgiving as well. He puts ketchup on his Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Now, I love ketchup. Don't get me wrong. I think it's the number one seeded condiment. Get me a spicy ketchup. I'm a big fan of it.
Yum, yum.
Have you done the sriracha ketchup?
I don't like sriracha.
Okay.
Now, if they put a different kind of hot sauce in there, I might like it, but...
You know, I saw it at HEB a while ago. I tried it. It wasn't the best, but they do like a Whataburger black pepper ketchup.
I've got the Whataburger spicy ketchup in the fridge right now. Mm. I've got to have a word with you, Whataburger.
Whataburger.
You're not spicy enough.
I agree.
It's decent.
It's tasty.
I want to... A little more zing.
Yeah.
But not on my turkey. I don't know. Maybe if you're having... I would imagine in Leftoversville in England, after you've had a roast turkey, which we have on Christmas, you can have a turkey sandwich with ketchup in it. That to us is fine, I think.
Okay.
It might be a bit weird.
Leftovers?
Leftovers. Fine. But I feel like if you're having it with your dinner, you can only do that if you've got chicken nuggets. Right?
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets and chips for dinner. Ooh. You can put ketchup on it.
Ooh, turkey nuggets.
Mm.
Maybe.
That's almost a good idea.
I've got to be honest about this. I know it's Thanksgiving week and we're all excited about the food we're going to have. Oh, go to Twitter, at Jason and Deb. Vote on the poll. Do you say stuffing or dressing? Also, get at us. What is your version of these things? Because they're so varied. His family likes it like prison slop.
Mm-hmm.
I like my balls crispy. I make stuffing balls with sage and onion and roasted chestnuts. I love my stuffing, but no
meat. I need those balls.
Thank you. No meat ingredients in mine. But I just heard about this slop dressing. The country is divided. It's quite kind of a almost perfect north-south divide. What do you like? What do you call it, dressing or stuffing?
Our audience is not divided at all. Right now, stuffing, 79%.
Wow.
Dressing,
yes.
21%.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Get at us also. What else do you put on your Thanksgiving plate?
Is that because we're in a blue bubble that we're getting stuffing? Because dressing was the southern states.
Yeah, but you would still think, regardless of politics, now Spenny's from out in the country in Liberty Hill, but his mum spent a lot of time in England. So we say stuffing, we don't say dressing. That's what I'm doing in my bedroom after I've had a shower. I don't know anything about any other kind of dressing. That seems weird to me. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes puts ketchup on his turkey. And now to the next very sports story. Greg Norman, he's the golfer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Apparently, he posted a picture someone took of him on the beach with his dog. And he captioned it, a man and his dog on a Sunday. Now, one cheeky.
You missed a letter in that.
Yes. Careful, a reader wrote. Your dog thinks you're hiding a stick, shark, dog, and python. It seems that he's got quite the bulge going on. Now, I don't want to over-sexualize this man. You know, I'm not about wanting to do that to any... That's a lie. I sexualize people all the time.
Yeah.
He is a good-looking man. He's 65. He's got a six-pack.
Damn.
Six-pack abs. A cute dog. And I can see the outline of his penis through his shorts.
Yay.
That is a great sports day.
Happy holidays.
I just retweeted the picture. You can check it out at Jason and Deb.
Oh, it looks even better in color.
Yeah, he's famous. Like, he loves being naked.
Oh, me too.
I mean, you look like that. Yeah, why would you not?
I mean, I don't look like that.
Yeah, and then like I saw an Instagram video. He was doing like a backflip last year off of a boat. And I'm like, really? I can't do that now. I've never been able to do a backflip.
Well, you say you could do a double front flip.
Backflips, I could do a backflip, but I get scared. I wuss out because I'm always afraid of hitting my head on the side of the pool or something like that, or whatever I'm jumping off of.
I'm all about backflip.
Yeah, but now forward flip, so good.
We'll see. Nick Spenny, have you heard about this sports brag that Nick has?
No.
He could do a double flip into a pool.
I'm really very good at rotating
now,
in space.
You guys.
That's what's going to say on Nick's tombstone. I'm very good at rotating in space. But now, a double flip, that's twice around.
I swear to you, I've done it into my head. Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't witnessed him do it?
No.
No,
for years.
It's a claim.
The trouble is, my old pool that I used to live next door to on 12th, Givens Park, awesome, best pool in Austin. Probably not quality-wise, but it had 11-foot deep end with a sprung board.
Nice.
You don't find those anymore. They certainly don't build 9-foot pools anymore. It's unsafe or too much fun.
Yeah,
me and I taught Jeff, my old friend, Jason's old roommate, how to dive off that board.
Yeah.
The outtake videos, some of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Do you remember that?
No, but that reminds me, I think it was last week, P. Diddy or Diddy, whatever he's calling himself now, he was posted a video of him diving into pool. I put it on our blog if people saw it, but like, and he does what I imagine Jeff looked at, like just doesn't dive at all, just goes flat into the pool, and I'm like, come on, man.
It was like, some of the best belly flops I've ever seen, for a physically fit man to fail that badly in an athletic attempt, it would just brought joy to my heart. No offense, Jeff, I love you, you know that. But Nick, I'm still waiting for this double front flip.
Look, as soon as COVID times are over, you guys, anytime you want to do it, I'm, like I said, I can guarantee I can at least do a 1.5, and I think I could do it too with enough practice, like just like in a day.
Are you jumping on a board for this, or are you just going straight from the edge?
Oh, off a diving board for sure.
Like, but are you going buying, triple into
probably
the water?
Probably like one bounce is usually what I do.
Do you do a running jump, like a sort of run and then hit the spring?
That's what I do when
off.
I do my perfect pike.
Yeah.
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 I do your standard kind of run up there, get
point,
a good jump.
Point one knee up. When you jump, boing, and then.
I mean, I'll do a full tuck. I just do a full tuck and spin. That's how you do it. That's the key.
Full tuck and spin.
Get evidence.
Full tuck and spin. You heard it here first. We'll definitely get video of that if and when that ever happens. But yeah, you can go to our Twitter account at Jason and Deb and see this charming picture of Greg Norman and his dog on the beach. It's just a man and his dog enjoying a Sunday, guys. It's nothing to see here.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.